You're listening to Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM Marquette, also streaming online at WNMUFM.org. I'm Kurt Hosworth, host of Class Eclectic and Peninsula Performances, and joining me in Studio A is a special guest here to talk a bit about the Pine Mountain Music Festival, the 2018 season, which in fact is, I believe, the 24th residency of this particular program, Dr. Joel Nevis. Welcome to the studio.
Hello.
Yeah, good to see you in the studio here to talk a bit about Pine Mountain Music Festival, an institution in the Upper Peninsula for quite some time, hitting multiple locations across the UP and triggering the music-loving aspect of many residents of the Upper Peninsula. So what are you most excited about this edition of the Pine Mountain Music Festival?
Well, this is our 28th season of the festival. We started in 1991 in Iron Mountain, and we have festival events in Iron Mountain, Marquette, and Houghton. I'm very excited this year because we bring back opera to the festival.
Yes.
It's been about 3 years since we've had opera, and this year we are presenting Bizet's Carmen, which is probably the most oft-performed opera on Earth. It's got great tunes, it's got great drama, great characters, and we're very excited about that. And I think opera lovers will flock to it. And even those who are maybe hesitant about opera, this is the one to take a chance on because it's probably the most popular one that has give it a chance.
Yeah, it'll be recognizable to many people. Even if you're not familiar with the work of Bizet or with many other operas, chances are you've heard a tune or two from this, maybe in a cartoon, maybe in another television program or something. But definitely great to see that that is an experience you can take in, and this will be at the Rosé Center in Houghton.
Yeah, at the Rosé Center. And yeah, I remember on my Nintendo system playing Tetris, and Tetris music was based on Carmen, the opera.
Yes.
So when an opera's reached the Tetris level, you know that it's epic.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that reaches a huge amount of people. I mean, I remember playing Tetris as a young child myself, and that the music always stuck with me, and it's very tuneful. I mean, this music from Carmen is something that will stick with you whether you know it or not, so this is a perfect opportunity to see the source material in itself and on a big stage too.
Right. So most operas have maybe one tune that everybody goes for, the one great aria sung by a tenor or a soprano. Carmen has 5, 6, 7 famous tunes that everybody's heard before, that a normal old Joe off the street has heard before. So it's a really well-known opera with well-known music. We'll be performing it in the Rosé Center on June 28th and June 30th. And we've got a full cast. The gal that plays Carmen is Amanda Crow, writer, a stellar world-class soprano. We've got a wonderful orchestra comprised of Keweenaw Symphony Orchestra, Marquette Symphony Orchestra, and other professionals in the upper Midwest. It's we've got a local chorus, local children's chorus, so it's very much an Upper Peninsula production with other professionals added therein.
Yeah, and now you are the director as well of the Keweenaw Symphony Orchestra, too.
I am, right? Yeah, music director of the Keweenaw Symphony Orchestra, and so that's kind of a fun dual position. I'm artistic director for the Pine Mountain Music Festival and conductor, and the music director and conductor of the Keweenaw Symphony Orchestra.
Right.
So I get to conduct the opera while also choosing and hiring the guest artists.
That sounds like a really a position that you'd be very tickled to be able to pick out those things and then work with those musicians to craft something of this magnitude. I mean, I'm sure you're very proud of where everyone has come so far in the production of this.
Oh, yeah, I'm thrilled. It's going to be an astounding production.
Yeah.
I call it epic.
Yes, an epic opera experience, yes. As opera should be. And again, the performances of Carmen will take place Thursday, June 28th and Saturday, June 30th at the Rosé Center. But that's kind of the cherry on top of the whole festival. I mean, there's so much that's happening with opera kind of being the ultimate event at the end.
Well, what we're doing is making sort of an outreach event called A Taste of Carmen.
Yes.
Where we are presenting the best tunes and melodies from Carmen and having the four leads take it on tour. And so for those in Marquette and Iron Mountain, Dickinson, that can't make it to the Rosé Center, we are bringing a taste of the opera to you. So we have a flamenco dancer who is the gypsy dancer in the opera, and then we have the four leads that will be singing the arias from it. And so we'd love to see as many people come to the actual gig itself, but if not, we'll bring it to you.
That's really fortunate for people in the UP that can't get to different locations, but it may also whet their appetites to see the whole thing.
Hopefully.
Too. So yeah. So that's very exciting to hear. Something that I recorded last year here in the Reynolds Hall was the Upstarts. That happens every time at Pine Mountain Music Festival. Yeah. So we have our upstart musicians from the Upper Great Lakes region that will all come to perform. So anything you're looking forward to in terms of the other events happening with Pine Mountain Music Festival, with Upstarts, the Braganzi String Quartet as well?
Yeah, so Upstarts with a capital U and a capital P are local Youper young musicians that are emerging professionals that have that are the winners of a talent contest, a UP-wide talent contest. And so this year we've got one gal from Marquette, Elizabeth Grugan, that will be singing. And then we have three musicians from the Keweenaw that will be singing. So that's really great to see the quality of art here in the Upper Peninsula. Every single year we find four outstanding musicians, which not only reflects the talent here, but also the excellent music education that happens here in the Upper Peninsula. I mean, that's maybe the core message of the festival, is we have awesome art up here, way up north.
Yep, and it demands to be shared as well. I mean, I'm sure it's also a hard process to pick the youths that are involved with the Upstarts, because I've talked to a few different teachers in the area, and I mean, they're all very proud of their programs. So I'm sure it's difficult to decide who's going to make the cut for the Upstarts.
It is, like, and that. it's for all of them. It's usually their first professional gig, so it's a great way to get on the resume. Yeah. We also bring in the Braganzi String Quartet, who is here for, I think, their 24th appearance. Mm-hmm. Every single year we have different artists, except for Braganzi. It's always Braganzi every year. They're beloved staple.
They've planted their flag with the Pine Mountain Music Festival.
Their roots are here. And so we bring them here, and they're a world-class string quartet ensemble that will be performing quartets by Mozart and Brahms, among others.
Lovely. And they come from the Florida area.
They come from Miami.
So, Miami, okay.
Yeah. And as well, we have a group of singers, two singers that are singing art songs by Robert Schumann, Lieder Kreis and Dichter Liebe. This is a one-night event in Houghton, so that should be exciting. And then this year, our sort of world music component, our popular component, because in the past, Pine Mountain has mostly been known as an opera and classical festival.
Right.
But one of the initiatives I've tried to implement is having a folk, pop, jazz, world music, other genre component to diversify the offerings of the festival. So we are bringing in Corinne Aris, who is a professional flamenco dancer from Bordeaux, France.
Wow.
She's coming all the way across the pond here to the UP to dance some flamenco shows with her flamenco troupe, which is a guitarist and a cajon percussion player. And then she'll also be dancing with the A Taste of Carmen performance in Iron Mountain and Marquette. And then she's actually the gypsy dancer in Carmen.
So she's, much like you're wearing multiple hats, she's also going to be wearing multiple, maybe, shoes. I'm not sure.
Yes, exactly. And dresses.
Yeah. Multiple wardrobe changes throughout the Pine Mountain Music Festival this year. We're speaking with Dr. Joel Nevis, who is the artistic director of the Pine Mountain Music Festival and also the conductor of the Keweenaw Symphony Orchestra, amongst many other things as well. There's a full list of the master schedule is on the Pine Mountain Music Festival website, pmmf.org. We'll get you there. And I believe tickets are not quite on sale yet. Pretty soon they will
May 10th is May 10th. When they open,
yeah.
You can go on the website and purchase some tickets. The festival is June 15th to June 30th this year.
Joel, is there anything else that you'd like to add about any of the events or anything you think we may have missed?
Come to the opera. It's the best.
Yeah.
Carmen, there's no better opera than that.
Oh, yeah.
Give it a chance.
Right. It'll be an opportunity of a lifetime, and it'll be quite a spectacle and very tuneful and recognizable music, too.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, Dr. Joel Nevis, it's been a pleasure to speak with you about the Pine Mountain Music Festival in their 2018 season in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Chances are, in one of the areas that you live, you will be able to take part in at least one, if not multiple, events of the Pine Mountain Music Festival. Thanks again, Joel.
Thank you, Kurt.